Studio. You are listening to the Blanche J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
You're listening to the Blanche J Radio Network, featuring sports talk and entertainment excellence. A part of the Howard University Radio Network's Sirius XM 141 family. I am your host, the illustrious James Lewis. It is always a pleasure to be with you, broadcasting coast to coast globally, and of course on Lance Day Plus, where we podcast every single segment of the show. I'm playing wounded today. Been out sick with bronchitis for the last couple of weeks. So we've been airing some best of episodes. Shout out to the engineers over at Sirius XM 141 for working with me. I was just too sick to talk. I've been in bed for like 2 weeks. You start getting in your mid late 40s, that flu bug will take you out for a week and a half. I remember the old school. I remember being young, playing varsity basketball. Well, mostly sitting varsity basketball. That was one of the best games I've ever had. I had the flu. I had like 100 degree fever. I threw up at halftime. I think I had like 14 points off the bench. Because you're just out there on a seek and destroy mission. You're not really thinking. It's just truly muscle memory. So we're going to try to do some muscle memory today. I might cough through. I might cut to break suddenly. But before I go into sports, every once in a while, maybe two or three times a year, I will go into a harangue about things that I'm observing personally, in my personal life, in friendships, family, what I see people that I care about going through in relationships. Whether it's romantic in nature, it could be a sibling relationship. It could even be relationship with your coworkers. Because there are a lot of deleterious things that happen in the office space. And I love to talk about that as well. I've been the toxic one. So I know what it's like to be on both sides of the nickel, the penny. I've been the one that was super toxic and passive aggressive and selfish and self-centered and self-absorbed and rude and ungrateful to people that wanted to pour into me and were highly supportive. And then I've been on the other end of that. I've been in relationships, some of them 20, 30 years, where people were ungrateful. They didn't really value me. They didn't really treat me well. They didn't respect me. They're really just friends with me and just supportive of me for a couple of reasons. Some out of habit. Sometimes when you grow up with people, you've been friends with someone for 30 years, you don't really like that person anymore, but you've been friends with them for so long that you don't want to sever ties. And then because, you know, sometimes there are people that looked at me, they thought that I was their own personal sycophant. And on this show, there were times where I've ranted on this, I've had vitriol, I've had anger. I may have not had the best personal showing or perspective on the situation. And I'm in a place now where I'm not there anymore. But I'll just say this to people listening. I got a lot of DMs about this, believe it or not. This is a sports show, but I get so much support and interaction from the listening audience on Sirius XM 141 when I talk about relationships and just speak to my experiences. Like I said, I love talking about where I bleeped it up. Because I am definitely not above reproach and I've definitely made bad decisions and I've been the bad guy, probably more than I've been the good guy in my life, but I'm learning, I'm growing. I seek to get better every single day. And I beseech the throne of Jesus Christ, my Savior, to be a better man, to be a better husband, to be a better Christian, to be a better son, to be a better grandson, better coworker every single day. That said, I encourage people to just continue to look at their circle of friends and just watch the way that people treat you and the way people talk to you and the way people respond to you and the way people show up for you. Don't make it about yourself. Don't be selfish. Don't be a jerk. Don't be that guy or that girl. Don't go to war with everybody. Don't be angry. Don't be bitter. Don't think that the whole world, that there's some conspiracy against you. Don't go Amanda Seals on it. Don't go Kanye West on it. Don't be one of those people. But if you don't like what you're getting from individuals in your circle, I said this to start the year. You don't have to give people access to you that are rude to you, that don't show up for you, that don't really appreciate who you are, what you're about, what you bring to the table, what your skills are, because we all have strengths. We all have weaknesses. I like to play on my strengths. My goal is to be well-read, to be as erudite as possible, to use some of the intellectual ability that the Lord gave me and work that to my advantage. But there are a lot of areas where I flat out suck. And I try to surround myself with people that are more artistic, that more appreciate the sunshine, that aren't as dull and boring. Like if you, me, I'm going to have the 401k popping. I'm a boring person. I'm going to bore myself, hopefully, to a condo in Hawaii or in the Baja of Mexico one day. Maybe Canada, if Trump takes over Canada. Maybe I'll go out to Vancouver and buy a condo out there as a second home. But I have weaknesses. I want to surround myself with people that complement my strengths, but also help me to grow in areas where I'm not strong. But we gotta continue. I continue to, just in my personal life, what I see, even people that interact with me, there are a lot of people out there, and I hate to use this phrase, there are a lot of people out there that want you to be their bitch. And they think that the world is a buffet, and you're just a part of the buffet that the world is. So you're the mashed potatoes. You're the fried chicken. You're the green beans. A lot of people that will treat you like that, if you allow them to treat you like that. And I think sometimes when you're moving out of friendships and you're moving away from people who you don't feel treat you that well, it can even be an employer. It can be a boss. It can be a family member that really just sees you as an extra in their life. You only are there as a source. And I don't... My lovely cousin, Megan McGlover, we got to get Megan back in here to co-host. I've been sick and been traveling a lot before I got sick, which the two have a lot to do with one another. Megan being a therapist, you know, she says that the phrases gaslighting and narcissism are overly used. And I agree. So just because I disagree with someone, it doesn't make them a narcissist. Just because I'm trying to make a point in an argument, as we all do, doesn't mean that I'm gaslighting someone. So those terms are overused, but we spend so much time trying to figure out if somebody's mistreating me or I don't really like the way this person makes me feel. I'm just at a point in my life, I've recently had some interactions that I didn't like with people in my circle, and I just closed my circle. There was no vendetta. There was no long text back and forth. There was no argument. There was no, I'll show you. There's no victory lap. There's no, I'm not on social media. So I'm not posting all of these happy pics of things that I'm doing to make you jealous. I just felt that this person didn't appreciate what I brought to the table and how I showed up for them. And you know what I did? I just stopped calling. I just moved on with my life. I didn't spend a lot of time crying about it, being angry about it. I took the rejection. I felt bad about the rejection, but I moved on because there's so many great things going on in the world. Why would you want to spend your time and your energy being lathered up and being angry and being embittered by someone who was rude to you, someone that mistreated you, someone that didn't love you, someone that didn't respect you, even if it's an employer, you know, a boss that didn't appreciate what you're doing, undermined your authority, stunted your career growth? Why would you want to waste your time with that? Especially the older you get. I'm closer to 50 than 40. I don't have time to be bitter. You know, if I'm fortunate, I've lived half of my life. I've probably lived more than half of my life. Although I do have a grandmother who's about to turn 99. But we just spent so much time going through the thought, and I see all these podcasts and all these discussions, men versus women, brother versus sister. I'm mad at this person. You know, I'm moving my energy. It's my feminine energy, my masculine energy, all of this stuff. If somebody doesn't appreciate you, bleep them, man. Just don't call them anymore. You don't got to go on no inside campaign against them, be angry, make yourself look like a jackass. If someone, like I said, I don't like to use this language. If somebody thinks that your role in the world is to be their bitch, Just turn the faucet off. Stop answering the calls. Stop answering the DMs. Move on. Because you don't want people like that in your life. It's not worth your time. But being angry and bitter about what happened, that actually has more of a harmful impact than usually people do. Surround yourself with people that make you feel good, that help you to be better, that help you to grow, that help you to reach your goals and hold you accountable for your mess, your nonsense, your chicanery. And you'll have a much happier life. HR Voices, Sirius XM 141.
Live from the Paragon 7 studios, you are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
Moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now there's Skyrizi.
Things are getting clearer. Yeah, I feel free to bare my skin. Yeah, that's all me. Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin. That's my new plan. Nothing is
ever dead. Keep your skin clearer with Skyrizi. 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. Of those, nearly 9 out of 10 sustained it through 1 year. And Skyrizi is 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
I see
may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or coughs, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. Ask your dermatologist about Skyrizi.
James Lewis.
Don't ask me for any GoFundMe stuff. Don't. If you're not, you know, if you're my family, if you're my people, if we're crew, if your kids are my godkids, my nieces, my nephews, then that's different. But if I don't know you like that, don't ask me for money. If you just because you went to church with me, don't ask me for money.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
I'm talking about you tools that are out there trying to raise money so your kids can go to Spain for the summer. Or Australia. Or you're trying to send your kid to some type of basketball camp so they can work on their broke three-pointer.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.